Today's daf is Menachos daf Nun Ches. No, Nun Ches. Yeah, I got it right. Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Nun Ches. We are holding toward the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Itmar Hama'ala Mikulam on the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So we're going to discuss, we started to discuss yesterday that anything that's partially brought on the Mizbeach, so any other parts of it, you're not allowed to be mala on the Mizbeach. If part of it is supposed to be, so the part that's supposed to be Ne'achal, there's an Isser to bring on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to first discuss what the Gedarim of that Isser are, meaning where can't you bring it on the, can you not bring it even on the ramp that leads up to the Mizbeach, on the Kevesh HaMizbeach, and then the Gemara is going to discuss that when it comes to the Karban of Shtei Alechem, that it can never be brought in a Nedava. A Yachid can't bring it as a Nedava, even a Tzibur can't bring it as a Nedava. It's a Chiv that's brought on Shavuos, and that's it, that it can never be brought in a Nedava. The Gemara is going to tell us that's the Isser, we're going to discuss a lot about the Isser of Sa'ar and the Isser of Dvash, that these are things, lo saktiru, that you're not allowed to be maktir, sa'or, or dvash as part of a karban on the mizbeach. And the Gemara is going to say the difference, the thing is, though, that sa'or is hutar michlalo. There's an exception to the isra of sa'or, whereas by dvash, there's no exception to the isra of dvash. And the Gemara is going to have a machlokas, whether it's usr to bring on the mizbeach, whether the isra to bring on the mizbeach is a function of mimenu li'ishim, or a function of shem karban. I mean, going back to that discussion about any time you have something that's partially burnt on the Mizbech, the parts that are supposed to be eaten, you have an Isser to bring on the Mizbech, is it that anything that's called a Karban, that you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbech when it's not supposed to be there? Or is it, no, anything that's Mimenu Le'ishim, anything that's supposed to be burnt on the fire of the Mizbech, you're not allowed to bring the other parts that are not supposed to be burnt on the fire onto the fire of the Mizbech? And we're going to have two Nafkaminas between those two understandings. Then we're going to have a Machlokas, whether the Isser of Sa'or and the Isser of Devash on the Mizbeach, that we have an extra riboy to include even something smaller, even a Chati Shir. So the question is it Pachos Mikazayus or Pachos Mekomets that's included in the Isser? So we're going to have a machlokas about that. And then on Amud Beis, a very short Amud Beis, we're going to discuss a little bit about the notion of Lav Shebechlalos, because it comes up in the context of our the idea that you have one los assay that covers many different things, and whether you ever get any sort of malchus for lav shebechlalos. So let's begin. We are holding again toward the bottom of the page, Itmar on Nun Zayin Beis, about 7 lines from the end of the page. Itmar hamala mikulam al gabe akevesh. Let's say you bring any of these things that you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach, but you don't bring it on the mizbeach proper. You bring it on the kevesh. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says you chayiv, even though you only brought it to the ramp of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Lazar Amar Pater. Rabbi Lazar says, you're Pater, the ramp is not the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Titanya HaMizbeach. In the El Mizbeach, Kevesh Minayin. From the word HaMizbeach, I would only know that the Mizbeach itself is included in the Yisr. How do I know that even the ramp of the Mizbeach is problematic? Tam Lomar Ve'el HaMizbeach Lo Yalu L'Ratzon. That from the it's a machlokas, we showed him exactly what the nature of this limud is. But Pashtus is the Vav, Ve'el HaMizbeach, Le'al L'Ratzon, so it includes even that which is Tafel HaMizbeach, the ramp, which is right near the Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar Amar Pater, my Taima, why does Rabbi Elazar say that you're Pater when you bring those items that are not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach, you bring to the ramp of the Mizbeach? Why is it that you're Pater? Damakra, Sa'or Udvash, Karban Reishis, Takrivu Osam. So it's that extra word, Osam, where we're darshaning a mute. Osamu de Rabbi Lach Kevesh Kamizbeach. When it comes to the Isser of Sa'or and Devash being burnt on the Mizbeach, that's where we say that even the Kevesh is included, that you're not allowed to bring them even to the ramp of the Mizbeach. Av midi akrini lo. But anything else that you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, you may bring to the Kevesh of the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, okay, so that's a miut from Osam that Rabbi Elazar has. Rabbi Yochanan, hi Osam, my avadai. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with that extra word Osam that Rabbi Elazar used as the basis for his entire limud? So Mibayle Lichadetanya, he'll use it to tell me the following. Yachl Yehe Yachid Misnadev Umevi Kayot Seba Nidava. You might think that a Yachid has the ability to be Misnadev, that a Yachid has the ability to bring a Shtei Alechem as a Nidava. The And that if a yachid commits that I'm going to bring as an adava my own shtei alechem, that it would be a fulfillment of motzis v'sechet tishmar v'asisa, that he has to keep his word, he has to do it, he's obligated to do it, and it's a fulfillment of that mitzvah when he does it. Tamalomar korban reishis takrivu. Tzibur marti lach v'lo yachid. It says takrivu in the plural, and that tells me tzibur, that that's something that's brought together by the entire tzibur, but a yachid has no inyan with the shtei alechem. Yachid lo yeh yachid mevi she'eno mevi chavaso keyotziba. So I might think, okay, yes, a yachid can't volunteer the shtei alechem because a yachid has never ever has a chiyuv of shtei alechem. There's no such thing as an individual bringing a shtei alechem as a chova. So mele, there's no such thing as an individual bringing a shtei alechem as an adava. But I would think aval yehit sibur mevi she mevi chavaso keyotziba. But it's sibur who is obligated each and every year to bring a shtei alechem might also have the ability to volunteer a shtei alechem whenever they please, whenever the tzibur decides to bring a shtei alechem bin adava. Tamalomar osam. That's what osam tells me. Umay yesh lecha lahavi shtei alechem min asar ubikurim min advash. And the therefore you can't bring the shtei alechem from sa'ar and the bikurim from devash, meaning the shtei alechem involves sa'ar and bikurim involves devash, because devash means devash tamarim. So the only thing that you're allowed to bring that includes sa'ar and devash is that which is a chiyuv. So shtei alechem is the only sa'ar that can be brought. Bikurim is the only devash that can be brought, because those are chiyuvim. Other than that, there's no other sa'ar or dvash that can be brought. So now the Gemara asks from Rabbeisa that a tzibur that seems to indicate a tzibur is allowed to volunteer to bring a shtei alechem. Why? Because Rabbeisa tells us shtei alechem liyukrivu nedava v'atanya. Are you sure that shtei alechem cannot be brought as a nedava? By the way, it's interesting that we darshan tzibur from the word takrivu in the plural. The fact that it used the lashon rabim, we assume that it means that tzibur amarti lecha v'lo yachid. Typically, in the Torah, we darshan the other way. The Vilna Gaon points out that typically when the Torah says something, b'loshon yachid, it means the tzibur as a whole, as a singular unit. When the Torah says something b'loshon rabim, it means kol echad ve'echad. Each and every one of us have an obligation. But over here, it's obvious that there's only going to be one that's brought for the tzibur, and yet nevertheless it says a lashon of takrivu just to make that point that it's only when it's in the plural, but that's not the typical way that we'd make a drasha. But anyway, so the Gemara asks shtei alechem liyukrivu nedavi, is it true that you can't volunteer a shtei alechem? Vatanya, we have a brisa that tells us as follows: im nemar kol sa'ar. If we already learn from the pasuk kol sa'ar, where it says kol, we learn that even a chatzi kometz of sa'ar, we're going to see later in the daf, that even bringing a half a measure of sa'ar is included in the isser of bringing sa'ar on the mizbeach. So lamanem are kol dvash. Why does it have to tell me kol dvash, that even less than a shear of dvash is included in the isser of bring dvash on the mizbeach? The imnem are kol dvash, and if you use the word kol by dvash to already tell me that even pachos mikshir of dvash is included in the isser, lamanem are kol sa'ar. Why does it have to tell me kol sa'ar? Right? Either way, if I know that there's an isser of sa'ar and there's an isser of dvash, just tell me by one of them that the isser includes even pachos mikashir, and I'll figure that the isser includes, that by both of them the isser includes pachos mikashir. No, mepneshiyesh b'sa'ar ma she'ein b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash ma she'ein b'sa'ar. The reason it has to say kol by both of them is because each one has something over the other, has some chumrah over the other, where you might have said, if it only said kol sa'ar, you would have said, oh, sa'ar is so chamor that even pachos mikshir is going to be a problem. But dvash, not so chamor. Only if you bring a shir shalim, it's going to be aser. If it only would have said dvash, dvash has a certain chumrah that you would say, oh, dvash is so chamor that even pachos mikshir is aser. But sa'ar, not so chamor. So what are these qualities that sa'ar has? What's the chumrah that sa'ar has that dvash doesn't? And the chumrah that dvash has that sa'ar doesn't? Sa'ar hutar michlala b'migdash, dvash lo hutar michlala b'migdash. Kodesh. Sa'ar, there is an exception to the Isser. Sometimes there's a specific type of Karban where there's no Isser of being Maktir Sa'ar in the Mizbeach. Dvash, there is no Karban that has honey, that has Dvash. And again, Dvash means Dvash Tamarim typically. There is no Karban where Dvash Tamarim is okay, where date honey is okay in the Karban. And if it would have taught me a Limut, Aser therefore, a Chatzi Zayis of Dvash, I would have said, yeah, because Dvash is so chamur, there's never an exception to the Isser. But a Chatzi Kmitza, a Chatzi Kometz of Sa'ar might not be included in the Isser, because Sa'ar is not so severe. And Dvash Hutar B'Shiyari Menachos. The thing that Dvash has, on the flip side, the chumur that Sa'ar has over Dvash, is that Dvash, you're allowed to actually use when you eat the Shirayim of the Korban Mincha. You never ever bring Dvash on the Mizbeach. But when you eat the shiraim of the Karban Mincha, the halacha is that we learned the drasha a few times already, but the Ikar Gemara is in Chulin, that lecha nesatim lemashcha, where we darshan legdula kederek shamlach mochlin, that when you eat the shiraim of the Mincha, you should eat it bekavod, you should eat it in a way that reflects a sense of malchus, so you add in other ingredients and you're allowed to add dvash into the shiraim of the Karban Mincha. So ar lehutar b'shiraim minach. But you know what you're not allowed to do with the shirayim of the Korban Mincha? You're not allowed to be machmesit, you're not allowed to make it chametz, so you cannot add sa'or into the shirayim of the Korban Mincha. So here you see a chumrah that sa'or has that dvash doesn't have. So, ha'mipnei sheyesh b'sar ma'ashein dvash, v'yesh b'dvash ma'ashein b'sar, hutzrach lomer, kol sa'or, v'hutzrach lomer, kol dvash. That's why the Torah has to tell me the word kol by each of them to tell me that both of them include even a chatzi shir, even pachos mikzayis of dvash, even pachos mikometz of sa'or is included in the Isser. What does that have to do with anything we're trying to discuss over here? All we want to prove over here is that Shtei Alechem can be brought b'nedava. Where did we see that? So not yet. So we're getting there. So the Gemara explains, Sa'or duhutar michlala b'mikdash mainihu. Well, we just took it for granted. We said, oh, sometimes you're allowed to bring Sa'or as a carbon. Where? When are you ever allowed to bring Sa'or on the Mizbech? Lav Shtei Alechem dekreve nedava? Isn't it talking about when you bring Shtei Alechem as a Nedava, when you volunteer Shtei Alechem, that's where you're allowed to have Chametz on the Mizbech, that's where you're allowed to have Sa'ar on the Mizbech, because we know the regular Shtei Alechem is not burnt on the Mizbech at all. So yes, it's Chametz, it's Sa'ar, but it's not burnt on the Mizbech. It's eaten. So the regular Shtei Alechem, you're not bringing Chametz on the Mizbech. So when would you ever have Chametz on the Mizbech? When would you ever have Sa'ar on the Mizbech? It must be when you bring Shtei where there's no mitzvah sachila because it's just a nedava, it's not a chiyuv, so probably you're burning it on the Mizbeach, and probably it includes the same ingredients that Shtei Alechem includes, which includes sa'ar. Says Mara Amar of Amram, lo, l'kari v'imahem. Now, the Brisa, when it says that sa'ar is hutar, michlala, that there's an exception to the Isra of sa'ar, it's not talking about Shtei Alechem that's Bab in Adava, because there's no such thing as Shtei Alechem that's Bab in Adava, and nor is it talking about the Shtei Alechem itself, because the Shtei Alechem itself doesn't go on the Mizbeach. It's talking about those things that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem, meaning on Shavuos you have Kifsei Atzeres that are part of the same Karban as Shtei Alechem. So since the Shtei Alechem have Chametz, even though they're not brought on the Mizbeach, and the Kifsei Atzeres are brought on the Mizbeach, so we view that Ki'ilu, you're bringing Sa'ar on the Mizbeach, because you're bringing a Karban that's part of a Karban that includes Chametz on the Mizbeach. Now granted, you're only bringing the meat part of that, you're only bringing the animals on the Mizbeach, but still, it's part of the same Karban, the Shtei Alechem and the Kifsei Atzeres are part of the same thing, so since part of it is being brought on the Mizbeach, we view that as an exception, that you're bringing Sa'ar on the Mizbeach. So frankly, Gemara, but then you can say the same exception by Dvar. We said this was a difference between Sa'ar and Dvash, that only Sa'ar has part of a carbon brought on the Mizbech, while the other part is Chametz. Dvash, you'll never have part of a carbon brought on the Mizbech, and the other part being Dvash. Says Mar, sure you do. Yachib Bikurim Nami. Bikurim includes Dvash. What does it mean, Bikurim includes Dvash? What do you bring for Bikurim? The Shiva Saminim are brought for Bikurim. It's not any first fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael. If you were to grow oranges in Eretz Yisrael grows very nice oranges. You do not bring oranges as Bikurim, you only bring those things that are Shiva Saminim, and one of them is tamarim. So tamarim is dvash. So bikurim also has dvash, and there is something associated with the bikurim that gets brought on the mizbech. What gets brought on the mizbech? Tetnan, Mishnah tells us in Maseches Bikurim, hagozolos shal gabe asalin hayu olos. They had birds that were on top of the baskets of the bikurim to make the hakrava of the bikurim more beautiful. They would have birds on top of the baskets, and those birds were used as karbonos. Salim shaviyadam nitanim lakohanim, and the baskets themselves were given to the kohanim. So here you have something: the birds and the bikurim are associated with each other. The birds are going to go on the mizbech. The bikurim includes dvash, so something affiliated with dvash goes on the mizbech. How can you say that there's a difference between sa'ar and dvash in this way? That only sa'ar, something affiliated with sa'ar, goes on the mizbech, because you have the kifzei atzeres going on the mizbech, while the shtei alechem has sa'ar, but you don't have such a thing with dvash. Sure you do, by bikurim you have. Says Mara, hanu la'atar bikurim uda'asu. Nah, the idea of the birds on top of the baskets, that's not really part of the chiyuv of bikurim. That's a nice way to be ma'atir the mitzvah, to make it more beautiful, to make it more attractive. So we bring together with the bikurim, we put some birds and we bring those as korbanos. But that's not part of the chiyuv in the Torah of bringing bikurim. The shtei alechem has a chiyuv in the Torah that kifzei atzeres go along with the shtei alechem. So that's much more of a singular unit. The problem is that Rashi points out that the Mishnah in the second paragraph of bikurim says bikurim is tutunim karban. So there is some sort of karban that's bachova that's brought as a chiyuv together with the bikurim. So l'chora that should therefore make it that dvash is hutar michlalo also, that there is some a karban associated with the dvash tamarim that's brought on the mizbech. So Rashi suggests, based on Yerushalmi, that the karban that's talking about in the Mishnah is the karban shlamim, and that karban you're not chayiv to bring mamish together with the bikurim. It could be brought at some later date, meaning it's somewhat affiliated with the bikurim, but it doesn't even have to be brought on the same day. It could be brought at a later time. So that's not called hutar michlalo. It's not closely enough affiliated to be called hutar michlalo. So just going back to the beginning of the discussion, how did all of this start? We started talking about being mala al gabe hakevesh, that those parts of a karban that you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach. What about when you bring it on the ramp of the mizbeach? So that was the machlokas, whether you're chayiv for that as well or not. So Rabbeinu Gershom just points out that the whole discussion of the Braisa is just bringing it on the kevesh. It's not about burning it on the kevesh. They quote from the Briska Rav that, well, why would that be an issue? Bringing it, not burning it, not doing anything with it, but without Haktara, what would the problem be? So the Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta explains that Rabbeinu Gershom means that since the kevesh is not a makom Haktara, the Isser by the kevesh is going to be only Halah, meaning the Isser for each place is whatever you could do in that place. The Mizbech itself is a makom haktara, so you will have violated the Isser when you're maktir on the Mizbech. The Kevesh is a makom ha'ala'a, it's not a makom haktara. So if the Kevesh is included in the Isser, then the Isser would just be with ha'ala'a alone without an actual haktara. However, Tosos in Mesecha Zvachim and Daf Chavavim Beis is pretty clear that he understands that the Isser, if there is an Isser, bring on the Kevesh, it's only being maktir on the Kevesh. It's not just being mala on the Kevesh. The Isser would only be if one is actually maktir on the Kevesh as well. So how do we paskin in this issue of bringing those parts of a carbon that are supposed to be eaten, that are not supposed to be burnt, bringing them on the kevesh of the mizbeach? So the Rambam in the fifth parak of Yisurei Mizbeach paskins, when he quotes the Isser of bringing that which is not royal carbon, leaves out the kevesh. He doesn't mention anything about the kevesh, which makes it sound like it's not included in the Isser. But when the Rambam talks about bringing sa'or and dvash, he says even if someone brings sa'or and dvash on the kevesh, they get malchus. So he sort of splits the halacha. That when it comes, I mean, we assume that they're all the same thing. What are you not allowed to bring on the mizbeach? Sa'or, dvash, or any part of a carbon that's mimenu li'ishin, that some of the carbon is supposed to go, so the other parts that are not supposed to go are included in the isser. The Rambam seems to split the psak, that the kevesh is only part of the Isser when it comes to Sa'ar Udvash, but not when it comes to bringing parts of a carbon that are Mimenu Li'ishim. So Mari Korkus in the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Lazar, that there is no Isser ala Kevesh, and he doesn't pass like Rabbi Yochanan, because the Sugi and Zvachim sounds more like Rabbi Lazar. But the Radvaz says, no, the Rambam is really passing like Rabbi Yochanan. That's how many Achronim understand, that the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't he mention that you're chayiv even for bringing on the kevesh? He's somich on what he writes by Sar and Dvash. There's always a discussion, Achronim often say this, that when the Rambam leaves certain things out in certain places, they assume that when the Rambam was writing his book, that he was assuming that you'll make the tzushtal, that you'll carry over from one place to the other. Which is questionable, like you wondered. I mean, on the one hand, the Rambam was writing his book for regular people. He tried to make it as simple and straightforward as possible. So he assumed that everyone was going to remember and carry over from one place to the other. On the other hand, the Rambam was assuming that those who are reading his book are only reading his book. They're not learning anything else. So you know, you can gain mastery of all of Torah just by reading Torah, the Rambam writes, by reading Tanakh and my book, and then you'll have everything you need to know. So unclear, but that's how Achronim very often will have such a discussion. Okay, so says Gemara further now. Boy Rami Bar Chama, Meir Rav Chista, Hamalu Mibsar Chatas Ha'of Al Gabi HaMizbeach Mahu. What if a person brings meat of a Chatas Ha'of, which is supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim, he brings it on the Mizbeach? Has he violated Kol Shem Menu Li'ishim is Bebal Saktiru? Kol Shem Menu Li'ishim Amar Achmana. Torah says, Kol Shem Menu Li'ishim, anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you're supposed to burn some of it, the rest of it becomes Aser to burn. So it sounds like Dafka, that which is burnt on the Mizbeach, V'hai Ein Mi Menu Li'ishim. And it happens to be by the Chatas Ha'of, there's no part of it that's actually burnt on the Mizbeach. So maybe the basar of the Chatas Ha'of is not included in the Isser of bringing on the Mizbeach. Odilma Kol Sheshmo Karban V'hainami Shmo Karban. Or maybe, no, this Isser is on any part of a Karban that's not supposed to go on the Mizbeach. Not anything that's Mimenu Li'ishim, but it's all dependent on the Shem Karban. And the Chatas Ha'of certainly has a Shem Karban. So Malay Kol Sheshmo Karban V'hainami Shem Karban. It's all about the Shem Karban. And this also has a Shem Karban, and therefore it's included in the Isser. Chatas Ha'of is included in the Isser. Says Gemar Kitanai, the Safik of Rami Bar Chama is really Talu in a Machlokes Tanayim. Rabbi Lozer Amar Kol Shem Menu Li'ishim, Rabbi Kiva Amar Kol Sheshmo Karban. It's explicit, an explicit Machlokes Tanayim, whether the Geder of this Din is Mimenu Li'ishim, or the Geder of this Din is whatever is Shmo Karban. My Benai, what's Nafka Mina between the two Shitos? So we just said, the most clear nafkamina is how we introduce this whole topic. The meat of a chatas ha'of. There's no part of a chatas ha'of that's mimenu li'ishim. So you would think if you say the gedder is mimenu li'ishim, there's no iser being makter the meat of a chatas ha'of on the mizbeach. But a chatas ha'of is a shmo karban. So therefore, there would be an iser of being, if you say that way, then there is an iser of burning the meat of a chatas ha'of on the mizbeach. But then there's a second nafkamina. Rav Amar Log Shemen Shal Metzora Ika Binayu. The nafkamina between them is the Log Shemen that a Metzora brings, that he's got to put on the Bahonos on his big thumbs and big toes on the days that he becomes Tahar. And we're Maza, part of it, we sprinkle part of it, Keneged the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that according to Rabbi Lazar, there's no part of it that's Mimenu Li'ishim. It gets sprinkled to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, gets put on his thumbs, gets on his right thumb, gets put on his right big toe. But nothing about it goes on the fire. But according to Rabbi Akiva, l'chori yishvi chayiv, because it is called a karban. Where do we find that the log shemen shel mitzvah is called a karban? Titani Levi. There's a brisa of Levi that when it talks about the matnas kuna, the pasuk says kol karbanam. The actual pasuk says zayi l'cham mikodesh hakadoshim mina eish. Kol karbanam l'chol minchasam l'chol chatasam l'chol ashamam. So what does kol karbanam come to teach me? Kol karbanam l'rabos lok shemen shal metzora, that whatever is left over of that lok shemen shal metzora, how much oil already do you need to put a little bit on a toe and on a thumb and on an ear and sprinkle a little bit? There's going to be left over from the lok shemen. So whatever whatever's left over, that all goes to the Kohanim. That's why in the parsha, the Matnos Kuna, we mention Kol Karbanam to tell me something else that's given to a Kohen. And what is that something else? The Log Shemen Shal Metzora. So you see that we're defining it as Karbanam. We're defining it as something that's a Karban. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be chayav for being Malait on the Mizbeach. But according to Rabbi Lazar, it's not mimenu lishib, so you're not going to be over on anything. Now, the asham that's brought with it is karav liishib. So maybe you could argue that, you know, what did we say before? That the shtei alechem itself is considered to be hutar michlala, that sometimes sa'or is brought in the mizbech. But sa'or is never brought in the mizbech. No, but the sheep that are brought with the shtei alechem go on the mizbech, so that's like the sa'or was brought on the mizbech, right? That was the cheshbon we had before. L'chari, you could have the same cheshbon over here. The log it's not just a log shemesh al mitzara. He's got to bring a carbon asham as well. The carbon asham goes on the mizbech, so shouldn't we say that that's called mimenu liishim, just like the shtei alechem is considered mimenu liishim because of the kifsei atzeres? So the Rashi points out that you don't make such a comparison because there's no chiyuv to bring the log shemen right away when you bring the carbon asham. You could bring today the carbon asham and the log afil lachar asura yamin. So the same chiluk that we said before when it came to the bikurim and the shlamim that are brought with the Bikurim. They're very distant from each other. They're not brought together on the same day, and therefore they're not considered two parts of the same carbon. Okay, says the Gemara further. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa as follows. The Torah tells us that when you bring a carbon, you're not allowed to have any chametz called sa'or v'chol dvash lo saktiru menu yishel Hashem. So we darshan sa'or bal taktiru. When one brings sa'or on the mizbech, it's a violation of the yisur bal taktiru. Ein li alekulo. I would only know that if you're makdir all of it, meaning you're makdir a full shear of sa'ar. We'll have to see what a full shear is. But if you're makdir a full shear of sa'ar, you're in violation of this iser. Miktsasa minayin. How do I know that you're in violation of this iser, even if you're makdir part of it, a smaller portion of it? Tamalomar kol. That's why it says kol sa'ar. We alluded to this drasha before when we were discussing why we'd have to say kol both by sa'ar and by devash. Here's the drasha. That kol tells me that even a portion of the sa'ar. A ruvo minayin tamalomar ki kol. How do I know that even if the sa'or is mixed with something else, you're not allowed to bring it? That's why the pasuk says ki kol from the extra ki, that even when it's bitar roves. So my ka'amar, what are the numbers that we're talking about over here? What do we mean when we say kulo miktsaso? How much is kulo? How much is miktsaso? Machlokes. Amar abai hachi ka'amar. Abai says, here's what the brisa means. Sa'or bal taktiru ein liela kizayis. Chatzizayis minayim. That it's all about a kazayis. The shear is a kazayis. So without the word kol, I would have thought that only when you bring a kazayis of sa'or on the mizbeach yurchayiv, but less than a kazayis, I would not have known. But tamalomar kol, that even pachos mi kazayis. Eruva minayim tamalomar ki kol. And then bitaroves, nothing changes about that. There was nothing that needed explanation about that. That even bitaroves, it's included in the yisr. Rava amar hachi kamar. Rava says, no, here's what it's teaching. Sa'or bal Satiru Ainli Ella Kometz. I would only know from Sa'ar Bal Satiru that if you bring a Kometz, that's the shear that we're working with. Chatzi Kometz Minayin. I would not have known without the word Kol that less than a Kometz is included in the Yisr. Tamalomar Kol. That's why the Pasuk says Kol, that even less than a Kometz. But nothing teaches me less than a Kazayis. So it would turn out, according to Rava, Pachos Mi Kazayis, you're still going to be Pater. If you bring less than a Kazayis, only a Chatzi Kometz, you're still going to be Chayiv. Eruva minayin, tamalomar kikol. How do I know eruvo? How do I know that even if it's betarovis? So that we get from kikol. So b'maika mifli, what is this machlokas Abai and Rava all about? Whether it's about whether the word kol is coming to be marbe chatzi kometz or chatzi zayis. So Abai savor yesh kometz pachos mishnei zesim. Abai says that sometimes a kmitza is less than shnei kizesim. And therefore, when the Tana says from kol, we learn yesh haktara. When kol teaches me a chatzi kometz, if a kometz could be pachos mishnei kizaisim, then a chatzi kometz could be pachos mikizayis. So therefore, even pachos mikizayis is automatically included in the iser of being maktir sa'ar in the mizbeach. Rava amar ein kometz pachos mishnei kizaisim. Rava says impossible. A kmitza is always at least shnei kizaisim. So when the word kol comes to tell me chatzi kmitza, yeah, it's less than a kmitza, but it's more than a kizayis. So even lemaskana, after we have the word kol, you can never have aktara of a sa'ar that's pachas mikazayis, and mela, it's not included in the isser of aktara sa'ar when you have pachas mikazayis. Wow, what an amazing assumption the Gemara has, that according to Rava, every time you have a kmitza, it's always a full shear of, it's at least shnei kezesim when you have a kmitza. That's how big a kmitza has. In the Sefer Shi'uran, in Sefer Shi'urei Torah, he writes that since a kometz of people nowadays, meaning if you just take, you take a three fingers full of something and measure it out. So what we're trying to say is that's got to be shnei kezesim. So there are two ways you can go with this. It's a very small amount of flour that you're going to fit in three fingers, right? So are we getting our kezesim wrong, or are we getting our kmitza wrong? So how could it be that we're getting our kezesim wrong? We must be assuming a very tiny shir kezayis, right? Or maybe no. Maybe the Nodavid is right about a kezayis. And a kezayis is the size of, I think in one of the kezayis books, there's a book about how much of each food is a kezayis. So one of the books says three large olives equals a kezayis. Okay, go figure it out. But let's assume that the Nodavid is right about a kezayis. A kezayis is ginormous. So kezayis is very big. But how do I deal with that metzias? Ooh, our hands must be very tiny. Our hands must be much smaller than the hands of the ancient Kohanim, that their hands were much bigger. So there are actually poskim that go both ways on this discussion. In the Sefer Shi'urei Torah, he says that since a kometz of regular people doesn't hold that much, so people haven't gotten any smaller, as far as we know, so it must be that a shir kezayis is very small. Shir kezayis is not very big at all. In the Sefer Shi'urin Shel Torah, he says, since regular hands nowadays can certainly, in three fingers, can certainly not fit even a sheer beitza beinonis shelzmanenu, meaning even an average egg, and the shear of a kemitza is only three fingers full, and beiz zesim is a sheer beitza, right? The Shulchan Aruch Bat, right? It's machlokas rishonim, but beiz two kezesim equals a beitza. So how's that shaykh? Meaning we know what an egg is. So how is it shaykh to say that an egg could fit in three fingers full? So Al Karchi says that not every Kohen could do kmitza. They had to have really big Kohanim doing kmitza, Kohanim with very big hands doing kmitza. Otherwise, a Kohen would be possible from kmitza. He asks Akashi, he says, okay, so maybe they had giant Kohanim doing the kmitza, and they had enough people doing it. Nowadays, he says, we don't have Kohanim like that, so Meheri Yibana Amigdash, we're going to have to bring Menachos, who's going to do it? We're not going to be able to find, how many Kohanim Gedolim? I mean, there aren't that many giant Kohanim, so who's going to be able to do the kmitza? So he says that we have a haftach from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Leitosh Shemes Amo, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to abandon us, he's going to start growing them bigger. The Kohanim are going to come in bigger sizes so that people can do the kmitza. So that Rav Chaim Noah just points out, there is a diyun in the Rambam and the Ravid whether Kohanim are allowed to drink wine bizman hazeh. Because what's going to happen? Meheri Yibana Amigdash, we're going to need people for the Avodah. So take all the little Kohanim, all the Kohanim that aren't giant, let them drink wine. They're not going to be able to do the Avodah anyway. So what's the whole discussion about whether Kohanim could drink wine or not? Very entertaining conversation that they have, all based on this assumption that Kemitza has to hold at least Shnei Zesim. There's another important point, Halacha L'maisa, that emerges from the Sugya, though, not about the Kemitza, but the Gemara says from the Riboy of the Pesukim, we see that just like you're not allowed to bring Sa'ar and Dvash on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to bring anything that has a Taroves of Sa'ar and Dvash on the Mizbeach. Why does that matter, L'maisa? So when we don't have Nebuch, we don't have a Mizbeach. The Rambam writes in the 29th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos that in order to use wine for Kiddush, you have to use wine that's ro'i l'nasech al gabei ha-mizbeach, that you would be allowed to use on the Mizbeach. Now, if there's an issur of kol sar v'chol dvash lo saktiru, that you're not allowed to be makter any dvash. And kol dvash tells me afilu bitaroves, that you're not even allowed to have anything that has a taroves of dvash. What about wine that has sweet? sweeteners that has additives in it. Can you use that for Kiddush? I remember years ago, I think he came up with it. David Willig was working through every chumrah you could have about Kiddush wine, and found some winery that was willing to make non-mevushal, no sweeteners, no nothing. And he kind of came out with every, you know, according to every Rishon, what you're allowed to bring on the Mizbeach in order to have wine for Kiddush. So I think a lot of the wines that we have nowadays are sweetened in some way or another. So the question is, what's included in the Yisra of Dvash? Is it only Dvash Tamarim? Or is it any sugars, any other? So that happens to be a Machlokas Achronim, what's included in that Yisra. The Prima Gadim writes that Yesh Nosen but May Dvash B'Yayin Kitei Lematko. People who put in sugar or something like that. And according to the Ram, he says that's a major problem. Mishra Baruch quotes this. But it is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi's Shita is that any Metikas Pri is called Dvash. Rashi in Chumash and Vayikra Perek Beis, and Rashi writes this way in Masech Shavuos as well, whereas the Ibn Ezra says no, Dvash means Dvash Tamarim. Anything that's not Dvash Tamarim, anything that's not date honey is not called honey at all. So that's Echapsa Nafkamina Lekula as well. It would be a chumra in terms of kiddush, but chapsa nafkamina lekula in terms of what would be considered yayin nesach, right? Yayin mevushal. Why is yayin mevushal okay? Because it's not roy lenasech al gamim mizbech. You're not allowed to be menasech yayin mevushal on the mizbech. So any wine that has any sugar added to it also is not going to be a problem of stam yenam. It's not going to be a problem of yayin nesach. So that's what the poskim discuss, because the Rambam writes that horu gaone amar of the Rambam in Macholos Asuros, that if a little bit of dvash or sa'or is mixed in with Yeno Shel Yisrael, since it's not Royal Mizbech, it's the same thing as Mevushal, it's not Misnasech and Mizbech, Mutul Shtosu Magayim, you're allowed to drink it together with Gayim. And they write that that's what they were knowing, Halach Lamaisa, in a number of places, certainly in Egypt. That's what they were knowing, Halach Lamaisa, based on that Ram. So the Ram's Chumra turns out to be a very, very big Kula as well. Okay, let's finish up the daf over here. Itmar, Hamalami Sa'oru Dvash, if someone brings sar dvash that are mixed together al gabe hamizbech on the mizbech. So what did he do over here? He brought not just sar and not just dvash, but a mixture of the two on the mizbech. So Amar Rava lo kamishum sar velo kamishum dvash. He's chayv malchus for bringing sar on the mizbech. He's chayv malchus for the yisra of dvash on the mizbech. Lo kamishum velo kamishum eruve sar. Umishum eruve dvash. And in addition to the malchus that he's going to get for bringing sa'ar, the malchus he's going to get for bringing dvash, there's an additional malchus for bringing sa'ar bitaroves and for bringing dvash bitaroves. So he's mechayev four malchios, according to Rava. Abaye Amar ein lokin alav shabacholos. No, you can't get a separate malchus for sa'ar and eruve sa'ar, because it's all from the same words in the pasuk. The Torah only says it once. It's from the riboy that we include Tarovis as well, but that would be a lav shabachlalos, so you can't have both Yisurim included. Ikada Amri, Chadami Alaki. So the question is, what does that mean? So you don't get two Malkios. Do you get one, or do we say, no, it's a lav shabachlalos, so there is simply no Malkos on it? So some say, you still get one Malkos. You're not going to get two Malkios on the lav shabachlalos, but one Malkos you're still going to be able to get on the two Yisurim. So over here, you'll get two Malkios, one on the Sa'or, Ve'eruvo, all as one, and one on the Dvash. Ve'eruvo. The Ikadamri brothers say, no, Chadanami Lalaki, you're not even going to get one Malkus. Why? Because the model Isser for which you get Malkus is the love of Losaksum Shorbadisho. That's where it says the Isser of that's it's from Losaksum Shorbadisho that we learn the Losases Yechayv Malkus. Only those Losases that are similar to the love of the Chasima are Yechayv Malkus. Love the Chasima is not a love Shabachlelos. It's a losaseh specifically about losaksum sharbadisho and nothing else. So therefore, any time you have a lav that includes more than one thing, more than one activity that's aser, you're never going to get malchus. Is there a svara for that? That you wouldn't get malchus for a lav shabachlalos? So the Yireim quotes a svara. He says there's a very good svara for it. He says if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't deem this iser big enough to give it its own losaseh, and then he just piled in a bunch of lavin within the same words of the pasuk, within the same los hase, it must be that it's not as serious a los hase, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. The Kiryas Sefer says a little differently. He says, no, it's a practical thing that you need to give proper asra'a before a person violates the isra. So you need to tell them exactly that action is an exact violation of what pasuk it's a violation of, and that's impossible to do when yavalav shabichlalos, because the lav includes many isurim. So he's not in violation of that pasuk in its entirety. He's in violation of a section of the pasuk. So when you give him the asra, there's going to be something lacking in asra. That lechora only works with the sheet of Rashi Masechta Shavuos, that when you give asra, you have to say the lashna of the ashara in the Torah that he's coming to do. Not all Rishonim agree with that. Many Rishonim assume that no, you just have to tell him that he's violating a los asay in the Torah. You don't have to tell him exactly what he's violating. But anyway, those are two possible explanations of why it is that a lav shabacholos you don't get malchus on. Now, lav shabacholos means two different things. The Rambam points this out, the Ramban points this out. It means different things in different places. Classic lav shabacholos, for example, is losochlu al adam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us there are a lot of isurim that are included in that phrase, losochlu al adam. It means that you're not allowed to eat from an animal before it's dead. It means that you're not allowed, Beis Din is not allowed to eat before they, on a day that they're dan someone lemisa, right? They're not allowed to eat in advance. It's an ashara for ben sora remora. The Gemara in Bracha says it means that you're not allowed to eat before davening in the morning. All from those words, right? Losochlu kodem sheispalal al damchem, before you daven for your dam. All in those words, losochlu al adam. That's one type of lav shabachos where the Torah says something very vague, purposely vague, so that it can include many different isurim. That's not what's going on over here. The Torah is not vague at all. The Torah says you're not allowed to be maktir, sa'or, or dvash al gabei amizbech. That's clear. You're not allowed to be makter sa'or, you're not allowed to be makter dvash. From a riboy in the pasuk, that includes even a tarovus of sar, even a tarovus of dvash. That's a different kind of a lav shabacholos. You know, in this lav shabacholos is everything is clear in the pasuk, either from beferish or from a drasha, but there's only one lo sase. There's only one time that it says lo saktiru, and that one lo goes on all of these different things in the pasuk. Like if I tell you, don't do A or B or C or D. I've told you A, B, C, and D, but I only said don't do once. So that's this type two of lav shabachos. Type one of lav shabachos is I didn't say A, B, C, or D. I just said something so vague that it might mean any one of them. So those are two different types of lav shabachos. The machlokas abaye and rava, whether you get malchus on the lav shabachos, lichora is only on type two lav shabachos, right? Type one lav shabachos, lichora adam, there's probably no machlokas. Probably everyone agrees that there would be no malchus on the other type of lav shabachos. Okay, we'll stop there and Bez Hashem pick up in the Mishnah and the test tomorrow.
Go.